Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
96.5 TIC. On the phone with us now is the governor of Connecticut, Governor Ned Lamont. And Governor Lamont, I just want to thank you for your calm demeanor and comforting tone and honest information, because that's really everything we need right now.
Well, thank you, Christine. And back at you for getting good information out to people. There's so many rumors, and there's enough tough stuff going on. We might as well set the record straight so they know how we're doing.
Well, you have issued your latest executive order, which includes safe store rules, which, among other things, includes employees being required to wear masks and gloves whenever possible. What are the guidelines for the rest of us? Because I feel like there's some differing information from the White House and the CDC.
Well, first of all, the safe store rules, make it clear. They limit the number of people allowed in any store, be it a big box store, grocery store, Walmart. I will say that we had the state police go out, over the last week or so, been sort of monitoring, and 90% plus of those stores are really keeping to the social distancing rules. A few were not, so we gave them a friendly reminder. These are the rules. People have to keep the 6-foot difference. Cashiers have to keep the back line. And next time it won't be such a friendly reminder. So it's really important that these stores manage that.
So to be clear, are you also telling Connecticut residents to wear some kind of face covering when we go out, or this is just for employees?
No, we're not recommending that as yet. We're watching the CDC. Obviously, the CDC has said, Center for Disease Control, look, if you have a scarf, you have some place that you can cover your mouth when you go out, you're going to be in public, that's better. It's not fail-safe in terms of protecting you, but it certainly protects others in terms of the potential transmission of germs. So we have not made that an executive order as yet. We're going to follow the CDC's guidelines. But, all other things being equal, if you're going to be out shopping or something like that, wear a scarf. Why not?
Now, we saw last week that you talked about the mortgage relief for a lot of people that we really appreciate, and also that there wouldn't be any evictions for people that are renting for 60 days. There's a 60-day hold. Now, have you thought any more about what's going to happen for those renters after that 60-day period when the courts open back up and the landlords can begin the eviction process? Because it seems like that might be a situation that needs a little bit of relief.
Look, there won't be any evictions as long as we are afflicted by this COVID crisis. It won't be over in 2 months, I'm afraid. I doubt that the courts will be opening up much before then either. And we are looking at the possibility of perhaps some rental subsidies, just other ways to help those landlords, help renters be able to pay their rent, and help those landlords be able to stay afloat as well. We're looking at the feds for that. We'll see what we can do internally.
It's especially terrifying to all the people who are waking up furloughed or laid off this morning. What's your message to them?
Last year, we filed, over the course of the entire year, 180,000 claims were filed. In the last 18 days, 220. So we have more claims filed in the last 2.5 weeks than we had all last year. So that's what we're ramping up on. Good news is the anything you're due will be retroactive. Even though we're slow getting the money out, it will be retroactive. The feds will get their $1,200 checks out, we believe, in the next 10 days, or at least starting in the next 10 days. So that could be very helpful. And today is the day, by the way, Christine, that any of those small businesses, go to your local bank and file for the paycheck protection loans. Those are forgivable loans. They will allow small businesses to stay afloat. So I strongly urge small businesses, apply for that today. See what your operating expenses are, and to be able to quantify that, put that in the loan, and you'll get that fully covered by the feds if you get it in time. Today's the day.
Well, now that you've mentioned small businesses and local businesses, I do see an incredible amount of local businesses not only making the personal protection equipment, but donating that equipment as well. Are you finding that you are starting to meet the requirements?
Oh, we have a lot of catching up there to do. But, first of all, the people of Connecticut have been incredibly generous. Businesses have been incredibly generous. Outpatient clinics and dental and ambulatory that aren't really in operation right now, we've gotten a lot of protective gear from them. We've got masks from them, even a few ventilators from them, but we need more.
Well, Governor, I appreciate everything you're doing for us here in the state. Mm-hmm. We always like to end on a positive note, and it really is great to see how people are coming together. And despite how hard this is, we know it's going to get harder before it gets easier, but it's really helpful to have strong leadership and someone for us to look to make us feel less anxious. So thank you.
Well, thank you. And people of Connecticut have really been good. I mean, they're taking the social distancing seriously. We're seeing the rates of infection, they're still going up, but they're not going up exponentially. And if we can be closer to Washington State than New York City, closer to Seattle than New York City in terms of infection rate, in terms of taking social distancing seriously, that's going to buy us a lot of time and save a lot of lives. Thank you, everybody. Appreciate being on.